Failed me yet. Jesus Christ never failed me yet. Everywhere I go, I want the world to know Jesus Christ never failed me yet.
He never failed.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one tonight. We give everyone a warm welcome in the name of the Lord. I won't pray me too long tonight because a couple of the folks have to leave a wee bit early. So, please remember Brother Jordy in prayer. Sister Sharon was talking to Sister Winifred, and George is not in a good place mentally, and it's just the devil, but we need to pray for him and keep praying for Sister Anning as well. Let us turn to the Word of God tonight, and maybe we could stand just while we read Matthew 18 verse 18 and 19. Matthew chapter 18 verse 18 and 19, and I want to try and just bring someone and encourage you. I was wanting to, I've been looking at the Tabernacle of David. A lot of people have maybe never heard of the Tabernacle of David, but it's the Tabernacle of Moses. But then there is, the Bible does talk about the Tabernacle of David, and then Solomon's Temple. But I didn't feel led to do that. Felt led to come back. It's just simple scriptures. We know them, but we need reminded of them. Verse 18 of Matthew 18. Again I say unto you, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Let us bow our heads tonight. And if you have a need, just lift your hand up before the Lord this evening. And we'll pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. God bless. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have a right and a privilege to come from your footstool into your very throne room and your very presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, we thank you that your blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Lord, we come into your presence tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Wash us and sanctify us and cleanse us with your precious blood and the washing of the water of the word. Fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost, I pray. May every spirit be subject to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I come against every work of the devil, every stronghold, every spirit of infirmity and fear in the name of Jesus Christ. We say, let the strong man be bound and his goods spoiled this night over every home and over every life and over every situation in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask for perfect liberty in the Holy Ghost tonight. Father, we thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you've never changed. And we know the devil's a liar, and he goes about seeking whom he may destroy. But you came that we may have life, and that more abundantly. And him that hath the Son hath life. And we thank you for that life this evening. And we thank you to them that believe upon your name has been given the power of God. And we believe it tonight. Lord, I take the Holy Ghost right now to help me. I thank you for it. I pray for Eileen and George tonight. You'll move upon them both, Lord. Sister Eileen, touch her, I pray. Lord, it's already been prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against every work of the devil. Pray for George tonight. We rebuke every demon power, every lie. And we cast down all reasoning and all vain imagination. And we say, let the mind of Christ be in each one of us. In Jesus' precious name. And Lord, for the hands that's raised tonight in this house, Lord, you know every single need, every situation. Father, I pray you'll meet every need and answer prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. And Lord, for the West family again, give them your grace, your comfort at this time and strength. Lord, and just move upon each and every one of them. Speak to their hearts, speak to their lives, and may people get saved. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Bless your word now to their hearts, Lord, and close us in with yourself tonight and speak to us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Praise God. I just want to take for a text tonight, if two shall agree. Now, people read this and they say, well, we've got it and we have it, but we have to agree. If I'm praying for sunshine and you're praying for rain, that's not agreement. If you're praying for the sun and somebody else is praying for snow, that's not agreement. Now, I know them's two extremes, but it's true nevertheless. We have to be in agreement, and the Bible says, how can two even walk together except they're agreed? But there is unity and there is strength in agreement. When people come into agreement, there's unity, there's strength in agreement, and there's also, the Bible talks of the unity. We see two, but there's also the three. Let's read Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 and 12 tonight. Two are better than one, because they have good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, For he hath not another to help him up. Again, if I lie together, then they have heat. Two lie together, they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two withstand him. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. And I tell you, did you ever see the thing? There's a fella, he used to be on a program, and he used to show you how to make the cord. And he took them and he'd show you how to make them, and he put them together, and he made the one piece, and then he added the other bit, the three bits, and he wind them into each other. And I tell you, then you have a strong rope cord. Strong. And if you're going to tow a vehicle or do something like that, and you've one wee bit of a rope, and not stand much, but you had one wee bit of a rope, if you added three bits of it and wind them together, it'll tow it. Because them three bits, you have three times the strength. And I tell you, when we come into unity in prayer, and we're in the prayer meeting tonight, and God wants us in unity, and when we come into unity in prayer, and we lift up a situation, and we use that name that we've been given, and remember the name that we've been given tonight is not just above, it is far above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible is absolutely clear. Everything in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus Christ. That's how powerful the name is. And it's a powerful name tonight. Now you think of how God's answered your own individual prayers in the years gone by and what the Lord's done for you. Now think again and think if two or three agree, then how God can do it. It's even easier in a sense, you understand what I mean, because the threefold cord's not easily broken. I tell you, when we come in unity in prayer, God can do it. God has done some great things. Let us not forget some of the wonderful things God's done for us. And God can do it again. Because he is Hebrews 13 and 8. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Deuteronomy 32, verse 30. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? So the one who put 1,000 to flight and two the 10,000s. So it's not just double, but it's 10 times more powerful. Amen. 10 times more powerful, according to the Bible. And I tell you, when we come into unity in prayer over any situation, if I go to pray for somebody and they're sick, and somebody else goes and they're under the teaching that God doesn't heal, and they're there with me, that's not unity. I'm sorry, but it's not unity. They're not in agreement with what I'm praying. They've been taught the opposite. They don't agree with that. They won't pray the way I'm praying. They'll be praying, Lord, if it's your will, and they'll be wanting to find out God's will. But I already know God's will. God's will is, beloved, I wish you above all things that you must prosper and be in good health, even as your soul does prosper. That's God's will for us. And I believe God's will. Amen. Look at Joshua 23 and verse 10. One man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you as he hath promised you. And then that other scripture said the tens of thousands. One could chase 1,000. Two shall be able to chase 10,000 to flight. Now, how many knows, and it's a Bible principle. It is a Bible principle. Now, I heard a man, and I won't mention this man's name, but this man was highly still. They think there's nobody like him in a lot of groups. Highly, highly thought of, I'll put it like that. And his words had great effect. And he preached doctrines, and one of his great doctrines was that you can't have a beard and be a minister. Now, do you know where he took the scripture from? I'll tell you where he took it from. He took it from when they brought Joseph out of prison. And they brought Joseph out of prison and they said, shave him. Now, I didn't talk to that man because I wasn't there, but I heard him. But But I'd have told them, when they took Joseph out of prison, Joseph wasn't shamed from before he went in prison. Joseph was in prison. Joseph needed not shaved, he needed washed, dressed, cleaned up. So it wasn't just because he had a beard, but if he took all of it together, it was get him cleaned up. That's what the Bible's meaning. But in one verse, he based his doctrine. On one verse. But yet, there's other doctrines that I could have shown that man with 30 or 40 verses what he had never preached. He would stay clear of it. That's out of context. But we have scripture here tonight in context. I'm not just giving you one scripture for God says he'll answer you. But my Bible's full of scriptures that says God will answer you. And my Bible's full of scriptures that teaches that it is the devil that puts sickness on people. That he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The woman that had the spirit of infirmity, the Bible says Satan done it, not Jesus. But when Jesus met her, he took it off her. My Bible says that Jesus went about doing good, and healing all that were sick and oppressed of God, no, the devil. God does not oppress his people, it's the devil. Let's be clear, it's the devil. And we know sickness came because of sin. And Jesus Christ paid the price for sin. And he shed his blood, and with his stripes we're healed. 1 Peter 2:24. And his own body on the tree, through whose stripes we're healed. Jesus had a reason why he appointed other 70 and went 2 and 2. Now you know he had the 12, but he appointed another 70. And before his face, they went into every city and every place. Now I'll tell you, them other 70 had power of God. Look at Luke 10 verse 1. After these things the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them 2 and 2. Why did he send them 2 and 2? Because there was agreement. There was agreement. There was more power. You say more power, Brother Tom? Yes, absolutely. More power. Because there was agreement, and the Bible's clear, to agree, and if one can do the 1,000, two can do the 10,000s. So the Lord sent them out, 2 by 2, before his face, into a city and place, whither he would come. And we know also the Holy Spirit, 3. We see the same. Now I'm not saying the Holy Spirit, 3. I'm saying the Holy Spirit spoke out of 3. I'm going to show you in a minute what I'm meaning by that. Acts 13, verse 2. And as they ministered the Lord, fasted, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. So the Holy Spirit spoke and separated the man to the work. And when the Holy Spirit separated these men to the work, now, you could look at the 2, where 2 is strong and a threefold cord's not easily broken, and you think the Holy Spirit separated men to the work. And what about Peter and John? Peter and John in Acts 3, look what their faith did. Now, people always refer to Peter because Peter done the talking, but John was with them. And John was in agreement with Peter. John wasn't with Peter saying, "Boy, I don't think this will happen." John wasn't with Peter saying, "Boy, it might be God's will." John wasn't like that. John was in spirit with them, in faith with them, in agreement with them. And it was as much John's faith with Peter as it was Peter's faith with the Lord done it, because they agreed. You see, I believe there's too much putting people on a pit of pinnacles. And many times, the Lord does. Now, it's like Reinhard Bonnke's meeting. They brought the dead man to Reinhard Bonnke's meeting. But Reinhard Bonnke never physically prayed for that man. But other people did, in the basement. And that man came alive in the basement, underneath above Reinhard Bonnke was preaching. You see, God is no respecter of persons. I want to encourage you tonight that God will answer your prayer. God will answer your prayer. Everybody's much as somebody else's prayer. Because you're a son and a daughter of God. And God's no respecter of persons. And you don't need some special person for to get your prayer answered. For the Bible says, whosoever call on the name of the Lord will receive him. Now, when you could see him, there's no special person. But when you called on the Lord, that was a special person. Now, the way you prayed and got saved, that same way, in the sense of faith, which God gave you, is the exact same faith you have tonight. You have a measure of faith. Now, you might need your faith stirred up a bit and built up a bit, but you have faith. And God wants us to use the faith he's given us. Now, we're undeliberately looking at these scriptures as examples to show where any two of you agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them and the Father which is in heaven. And we know how faith comes. How does faith come? Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. If I never preach to you scriptures on healing, and showing you them scriptures and preaching it, or somebody else, I'm just using it as an example. But if you hear scriptures on faith, on healing, on deliverance, your faith will come up. But if you hear somebody preaching, it's not for the day, your faith will go down. It works two ways. There's a negative and the positive on the switch. But we want to hear faith preaching. Amen. Faith preaching, not negative preaching. Faith preaching. And faith comes by hearing the word of God. If I was to come tonight with a list of scriptures all in, about the Lord and through the Bible, I'll guarantee it still bless you if I was just to read it, because it tells you what the Lord done. How he was anointed of the Holy Spirit to set captives free, to open the eyes of the blind. That's why Jesus came. Mark 16 says, they lay hands on the sick and they recover. We know in James says, call the elders of church, anoint with oil. The prayer of faith will raise them up. Amen. Faith. Faith. Faith comes for hearing the word of God. Now let's have our faith not dependent on some special preacher coming through. And there's no, that's all right. There's men of God you could go on tomorrow and listen to, and that's good, and they could build your faith. But there's a lot of people out there, they won't build your faith. That fellow that's taking a doctrine from an Old Testament scripture where they shaved Joseph to tell somebody that they can't have a beard, that's pure nonsense, I'll tell you right now. Absolute rubbish what that man preached. What would he do with the Lord himself when they plucked his beard? I'll tell you, you could just, you won't look, there's no even foundation for a doctrine like that. Run it through the Bible. That's my belief. Every doctrine must be run through the Bible. The whole way from Genesis to Revelations. Let me see it. I want to see it the whole way through it, running. And I tell you then, you've got something that's right. That's a real foundational doctrine. Amen. But you see, there's people today, there's people say the Holy Spirit wasn't released to certain times on certain people. You know, because in the book of Acts, people received the Holy Spirit before they ever were near water. Then there's other people after they got baptized in water. Then they're prayed for and got it. There's different examples. But I'll tell you the important thing's faith. And remember, he gives the Holy Spirit to them that obey him. Amen. That obey him. Faith. Now we can have faith. Now in the case of maybe sometimes our faith can get a bit low. That can happen to any of us. We can get discouraged. Our faith can get low. And we start to reason. And you know, We need to listen to the Word of God. Sometimes we need to listen things about faith to help us, to lift us up. Now I'll tell you one thing which is good to listen to. And you want to go on and listen to it. And if anybody tells you I want to listen to that, what you want to do is do that there. Put your two fingers in and don't hear nothing to tell you. You go on them prayer lines and you listen. I used to have them on cassette, at one after another, them prayer lines. And William Branham's meetings, where them people was called out, and God healed them one after the other, told them their problems, and they were healed one after another. And I'll tell you one thing, that will give you faith. And I'll guarantee if you were there when Peter and John was going up past that fella, and you seen that, and you were a believer, it would help you. There's no question about it. I'll tell you, it would help you. I remember, and Gary and Sister Ruth know that man, maybe more than myself, David Hathaway. But David Hathaway, the Holy Spirit showed him on a map a part of the world for God was going to move that nobody else thought God would ever move. And he went and had a crusade in a massive big stadium where they do like games, running and stuff. And there was a big track, and there's a man there with a broken leg in a cast, and he was completely healed, and he'd done a lap right round the track. And I tell you, that affected the people that was there, because they saw the power of God. Amen. And we have a lot of people on the internet today, and they want to discredit men of God and tell us that some miracles didn't happen, and this didn't happen, and something else didn't happen. But when you study them men that's doing the talking like that, they have no miraculous or anything spiritual about them whatsoever. Nothing. But I'll tell you what, we want to have faith building. Hearing by the word of God, hearing a good testimony will build your faith, how God healed someone. Amen. And I tell you, God can do it. Look at that testimony Brother Bobby told us just a wee bit back now, but that man where they took him in and he had the cancer. And the brethren went and prayed for him in the hospital. And God healed him. And I tell you, God can do that. God can do it again. Now, it was God that healed him. Now, them people had faith and they had agreement. They came into agreement and they prayed and they agreed. Now, we're more than two tonight, and we're even more than three. And if God can do it with a two and God can do it even more with a three, how much more can we not come into agreement and pray tonight and believe God to do something? Now I tell you, God can do it. Two can agree in prayer. It shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. We have a right to praise God for his great promise and for his interest in our physical health as well as our spiritual health. We have a right to praise God. Amen. And I'm almost finished. 3 John on chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health. Amen. Even as thy soul prospers. Now your soul's prospering tonight because you're saved. Amen. You have an eternal a destiny which is not a failure, but it's home with the Lord. And it says, look, prosper and be in health. Is that right what we're reading here? It's absolutely right. 1 Peter 2:24. That he his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes, that means wounds, we're healed. That's Isaiah 53. That's what I'm talking about, the Bible running right through from Genesis, Old Testament and New. All through the Bible, running. Jesus showing us from the Word. By my wounds, by my stripes, you're healed. What about that testimony? It's on our own website. I got one of a brother Rangers to put it on it. Good lot of years ago. I guarantee you, there's a lot of people who's never even listened to it. And I'll tell you what, it's one of the best testimonies you'll ever hear. And that was James White telling the story. When he saw the crucifixion and he saw the whipping of the Lord. It's on our church page. Omega Ministry. You can go on there and the testimony's right on there. And it's a powerful testimony. And you remember James White did not believe in healing. He wasn't taught healing because of the group of people he was associating with at that time. But then God gave him this supernatural experience, this dream, this vision. And he saw the crucifixion. And the man turned and said, "Is this not enough for your healing?" And after that, we know he prayed for a woman that had a real bad ankle, and God healed her right away. Now, the denominations didn't pull James White in and say, "Brother James, you didn't see James White even back here years ago. You never saw him, been invited every round, every corner here. You never saw that." Because there's lots of denominations in this country, and they walked the other side of the street from it. They wanted nothing to do with it. But it was a move of God. And if he had another move of God tonight, and God began to heal people, there's a lot of Christians would have nothing to do with it, and they wouldn't touch it with a barge pole. Because they've never experienced the power of God, and it's never been preached to them. It's been preached to them wrong. And the Bible says, "My people suffer for lack of knowledge." But God wants us to have the right knowledge. That Jesus Christ can heal. That if two or three of us agree, not one of us would doubt tonight God's will to save and regenerate a sinner. Sure we wouldn't. We would all believe for God to save, for God to regenerate a sinner. We know it so well of God. But it's God's will to heal as well. Why would the Lord say, "By my stripes you're healed," if it's not his will? We would have to take that out of the Bible. If we went to them seven redemptive names, one of them is, "I'm the Lord that healeth thee." That's one of them names. Now Jesus Christ fulfilled that on the cross. He's our healer tonight. And I want to encourage you that you're not praying in vain. God can heal. And I know with all of our disappointments and all that, but that doesn't change God's word. God's a healer. God's a healer. And I want to tell you one thing. I know what the devil will tell you. "Oh, but such the one wasn't healed." But what about all the missions that's been running? A lot of people never got saved. And how many times have you heard it saying people didn't think they had a great mission? Only one got saved in all the mission. Then years later, that one turned out he'd done more, and maybe 30 saved in another mission. Because God used that one. And I tell you, God can heal. And maybe there's been practice of laying hands and all them things, and maybe you haven't seen much, but that shouldn't deter you. God can still do it. Faith. Asking in his name, and you can have it. You can have it tonight. What you ask for, God's able to do it. You know, God's done so many miraculous things. So many miraculous things God's done. You could quote so many different men and names that God's used, and even our own selves, even in this very room, how God's answered. You know, when I was a wee fella, they said I'd never be able to walk right with my left leg. But I'm walking all right tonight, and I'm too heavy, and I'm still walking all right. I need to get a bit of weight off, I know that. But I'm still all right. Because the Lord's a healer. Now, I know the doctor operated, and he did what he could do, but he never healed me. God did. When they threw Margaret Spins in the lake, for badness. And she said, we must pray. And God lowered a lake. Now, I know people might not believe that. But before you doubt that, think of this. Jesus walked in the water. Well, that was Jesus. Peter walked on it as well. Oh, but he sunk. Oh, but the Lord lifted him up. And I'll tell you, Jesus didn't say to Peter, here, climb on my back, Peter, and I'll carry you back to the boat. Peter walked back with him. And I've heard of men, other men, walking on water, Christian men, speaking in languages they never learned and doing wonderful things. God is real tonight. Let's believe the Lord. Let's come in agreement and pray that God will move in our own lives, in our own homes, and on the people we know that needs a touch from God, that God will move. God will move. And you know what? The devil likes to put up a big show just before the victory comes. Let's come and believe the Lord tonight. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Here a little, there a little, so is the word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, not one jot or tittle, till all be fulfilled. Lord, we know tonight that you're real, that you're alive, that you hold the very breath we breathe in your hand. Lord Jesus, we know that you're in this room, for we're gathered in your name. We've read your word tonight. For two or three, you're gathered in your name. You are in the midst of them to bless them. Lord, we're not just asking for ourselves tonight, but we're asking for those that need your touch this evening. Brother George, Eiling tonight. And Lord, as we come into agreement in this room, Lord, we pray for the power of God. Lord, if the power of God will come to them both, everything will be fixed. Lord, I pray you'll grant it. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I'm asking you that the devil will be rebuked from them, that every demon power will be rebuked from them, that the Holy Spirit will come over them, the presence of God over them. I plead the life of your blood upon them tonight and ask for them this evening, Lord, that you'll touch them and minister to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for our own children, save them, and family members, save them. Bring them in, we pray. Lord, if someone would be down and they hear this short few words tonight, Lord Jesus, I pray you'll bless them and touch them. And those that need healing in their bodies, heal them, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Lord, you made the human body. You know every part of us, Lord Jesus, and you're our healer tonight. And I pray you'll touch people in this room right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Blood conditions, heart conditions, back conditions, leg conditions, headache conditions. Lord, I'm praying tonight that you'll heal and you'll deliver in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we'll praise you for it and magnify you for it. Lord, you've done so much for each and every one of us. Lord, as the song says, if we were to count our blessings, Lord, where would it end? There's so many times you've helped us and saved us and prospered us and blessed us, even when we've went our own ways. But Lord, we would thank you tonight and pray you'll help us and steer us and guide us as we acknowledge you in all our ways this evening, knowing that you will direct our paths, knowing that the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Now, Lord, if there's a step tonight that's not going the right road, and some demon power taken one of your children the wrong way, then we come against it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke that demonic power by the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray they come back in the right step, the ordered step of the Lord. For the Lord, your word is a light, lamp on our feet and a light under our path. We speak life. Life over your people. Health over your people. Strength over them. In the name of Jesus tonight. And salvation over our homes. Lord, those that look unsavable, Lord, you came to save sinners. And we bless your name for tonight. Father, we thank you that you suffered and died alone on the cross for us. Lord, the wounds in your hands, your back was plowed. Like a plowed field was the stripes upon your back. Deep furrows were dug down your back. Your hair was cut off with a whip when they beat you. And your flesh peeled and the blood ran down over your buttocks. Lord, you died for us an atoning death. And we thank you. And Lord, we will confess tonight, we believe you are a Savior, a healer, a baptizer in the Holy Ghost, and a coming King. Lord, when they put the crowns on your head and beat them in, there was the very thing where the crown was cursed, and you took the curse. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And Lord, you took the curse off of us, and you took it on your own self for us. You stood in our room and in our place, and you suffered and died alone. Lord, we love you with all of our hearts tonight. Lord Jesus, let the Holy Spirit move in this room upon your people, those that's been prayed for. Let the Holy Spirit come upon them tonight. May we know your presence. May the angel of the Lord visit George and Eileen, the angel of the covenant. May he come to them. And oh God, deliver them and smite the enemy in Jesus' precious name. Lord, Lord, if we been evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you give the Holy Ghost to them and ask him? And we're asking tonight, Lord, for more of that same spirit coming upon your people. Visit us, I pray. Visit the sick and those that need your touch tonight. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Let's just continue to pray. God bless each one tonight.